this rock out. I just had you airdrop. Send this drone to me. Here we go. My phone on 39%, but we still rocking.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I should go this way. Hey, what's up, people, man? We got a special guest today, man. I'm back at it again, man. You know what I mean? On the hip-hop side, you know, the music side. Go by the name of Khalif the Oil, man.
What's going on?
What's up, man? Need you speak up a little bit.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
All right, man. We good, man. So, man, we're going to hop right into this, man. Let the people know where you from. What part of the city you from?
Okay.
What inspired you to start music?
Okay. Like you said, my name is Khalif the Oil. Spelled KHALEAF-DIOR. I'm from Philly, Germantown. Actually, I used to live right where PNB used to live. So he lived on Pastorio. I was on Baton. I grew up in West. What made me start doing music? My brother. My brother, we was in high school. I heard him play one of his songs that he recorded, and I knew based off of that itself, I was like, I just told myself I could do that. I can do what he's doing, you know? And so ever since then, we always like would skip class, you know, try to write some songs, you know, or hum to some music or try to record ourselves singing to certain beats and stuff like that. And then right around 2022, one of my other brothers, he helped me take it more serious. A lot more serious. Like he heard one of my songs one time, and he was like, bro, like, this is good, bro, like, start dropping, bro, what are you doing? So ever since 2022, I've really just been dropping, going to the studio, writing, dropping, you know, trying my best to, you know, get my voice out there. That's pretty much it.
All right, so you said you grew up where PMB was. Did you like know PMB coming up, or y'all ever crossed paths, or?
I didn't. But I think my sister did a couple times. But me, I did not. No, I knew everybody on my block, but I never met PMB, not one time, never seen him. I just was always on Baton. I was young. I was like, I was there till probably seven. And then that's when I moved to a different area. So I never was really like around the city a lot when I was at Baton. I was more around when I moved to West.
Right. All right, so you'll say your West is more so your roots.
Yeah, yep.
All right, mm-hmm. Cool. So how old are you, man?
I'm 21. Turned 22 August 7th.
Yeah, man, enjoy it while you can, because you look up again, you'll be collecting your Social Security. For real, man. So your brother, how much age difference between you and your brother?
So the first one, the one that got me into music, he is 24, right? He's 24. And then my other brother, he's 21, same age as me.
He 21?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, hold this.
Oh, all right, I got you.
Just hold that. So you said he's 24?
24, yeah.
Okay. Did he sing also, or?
He was a really big fan of PNB Rock. So he would always like try to copy that style, like his flow. He fucked with how PNB Rock flowed on his songs. So he would try to do that. He would try to rap, but add like a little melody to it. Like he would try to sing and rap at the same time. And it would be tough. Like he would sound actually really good. Like it wasn't like it was like, oh, you like copying and pasting PNB Rock. Like he had his own creativity to it, and it was good. Like he was a really good artist. Even though he didn't really like drop nothing, he was always working on music.
Oh, all right. So it was more so a hobby for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a life. It's more so, you know, you hop back in the booth and you said, it's a lifestyle.
Exactly.
It's a difference.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Definitely is.
All right, man. You seem like you're a super humble boy. Where them humble beginnings come from, man?
That's a good question. I feel like humble beginnings definitely come from when you ain't got it. and you know that you ain't got it, and then it's like, once you up there, you gonna remember, like, I came from some place where I never had it. So that's how I'm gonna be when I make it, like, cause I know what it's like to not have an ear when you need it. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, it's definitely talent in Philly. It's a bunch of talent in Philly. Other than like all the drill music, it's definitely a lot of talent in music and in Philly that a lot of people are being overheard simply because of the simple fact that the primary, you know, genre in Philly is drill. So we got people like me who make R&B. You ain't really, nobody's really looking for R&B in Philly. Everybody looking for drill, kill, fucking, smoking, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. They ain't looking for love. They not looking for heartbreak. They looking for kill, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I know what it's like to not have an ear. You know what I'm saying? So when I make it, it's like I'm going to definitely have my ears open to other under-discovered artists who wants to be heard but can't be because of the simple fact that the city that they're in, their genre is not being played as much as the genre that the city plays, if that makes sense, you know?
Right. So with that being said, you heard a couple of your songs before we went live, and you give me such an 80s nostalgic type of vibe mixed in with today's up-to-date 2024 type music. Mm-hmm. Where did that inspiration come from? Did it draw from like your mom being in the music? Was your pop in the music? Like, where did it all stem from?
That specific genre for me, like the 80s mixed with modern, it's more of a my taste thing, you know? None of my other family members was really into music. Excuse me. None of my other family members was really into music other than like my mom and my aunt who were like singers at church. They never really got into the music scene. They always just sung at church and then called it a day. So did I. When I was much younger, I always sung on the church choir. I never really was a music person until I heard my brother's song. And I was like, you know what? I want to try it, you know? Me doing the 80s thing, it was always like I always wanted to go back into the 80s. I always wanted to see what it would be like to be in the 80s, you know, era. And the music, I was always intrigued by the music from the 80s, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know. Just a nice, it always had a nice style to it. And for me to be able to add my own creativity to it, like the modern creativity to it, it's just like, it's a way that I can make it mine, you know? That's why I enjoy doing it so much.
Since you're an 80s guy, I want to know, who your favorite artist from the 80s? It can be anybody.
My favorite artist from the 80s.
Because you definitely give me a pop vibe.
Michael Jackson off the rip. He is one of the top, top, one of my top artists. Prince for sure. Damn, that's a good question. I listen to a lot of white people too.
Who you listen to?
Oh man, I don't know why, but on the spot, I don't know why my brain get foggy.
It's cool, it's your first job, bro. It happened to everybody.
I'm trying to think. Patti LaBelle was always good to me. Aretha Franklin. What's his name? What's the boy who sing? What's that boy name? What he sing? The light and music sing so loud. Wish that we could lose this crowd. George Michael, that's his name. And that's it. For real, I don't really listen to many other people. Yeah.
Right, you know, give the people a little sample of them vocals you got.
Man, I was
go ahead, man.
I was a little nervous. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little nervous.
Come on, man. It's just a little bit.
I wouldn't even know what to sing even if I wanted to.
It could be anything, man. Michael Jackson snippet. Whatever come to your mind, man.
You can
sing about the birds in the sky.
The birds in the sky. I mean, I could probably do Chris Brown. Lou Flame. I'm nervous. Actually, I could sing one of the songs that I wrote.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm nervous. All right. Little baby, where you going? Hop on top, let me give you a ride. Tell me, baby, keep going. Say it, baby, say please don't stop. One touch you'll be holding. Won't stop till you come in. Ain't playing, ain't joking. I can give you the time of your life.
You know what you should do? You should just start going in the mirror and singing to yourself. And then when somebody asks you to sing, you just close your eyes and go to that place.
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about that.
That'll definitely help you out.
Bro. Okay, okay.
So that does, you know, you got to get the, get over the
jitters. Man, the jitters is like getting to me, man. And then I'm cold on top of that, so the shivers too. Oh, my God.
But, you know, you got to put yourself in uncomfortable positions to be perfectly being comfortable being, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Yeah, so, I want to know, who's your top five singers, dead or alive?
Chris Brown, number one. Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, George Michael. Usher and Jason Derulo. Top five singers.
Say the last two again.
Usher and Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. Usher and Jason Derulo. They my top five singers for sure, 100%.
All right. I'm glad to hear that they are. So my last question, because I won't hold up too much of your time.
Okay, okay.
Shout out to social medias. Let the people know where you can be reached at.
Okay. Instagram, Khalif Dior. K-H-A-L-E-A-F. D-I-O-R. TikTok, also Khalif Dior. YouTube, also Khalif-Dior. Yeah, that's it. That's all the social media that I have, yeah, that I use. Yeah. All
right, man. Right now, do you have any management deals on the table, or?
I got nothing. Literally, no. I don't got no managers, no nothing. I got friends that support, you know what I'm saying?
Friends
and that believe in my dream, but that's about it. Yeah. All
right. I mean, you know, man, it's going to come, bro. You just got to do a lot more networking, bro.
Okay.
Do a lot more networking. I'll say definitely on the business side. And go to events.
Okay.
More events and get some cards made up and put your information on there.
Gotcha.
And the more you do that, the more people will tap in with you. Because, like, I kind of like your singing. I like your music, bro.
Thank you, boss.
It's different. It wasn't what I was expecting. It just was like, all right. I was like, whoa. It sounded like it was more so on the pop side of music.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like, that's your go-to?
That's a good question. I feel like for me, my go-to, no matter what the beat is definitely R&B. But pop and slow jams is definitely like the top go-tos when it comes to my music, pop and slow jams, definitely. All
right, cool. Man, I appreciate you for coming on, man.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
You're going to remember your first joint. You're like, yeah, I met the bull.
Can't forget.
He just came out of nowhere with the phone. Like, let's get it,
let's
bro.
Let's do it, yeah. I can't forget that.
That's just how I have it, man. And I really appreciate this.
No, 100%.
And do you see yourself doing, like, any producing or do you see yourself ever writing, or have you written for anyone?
That's a good question. It's crazy. Majority of my songs that has features, I've wrote and taught them how to sing their part. I wrote their part, and then when we were in the studio, I taught them how to sing their part, and then they sung the part, and then we finished. So I definitely have wrote for people and even taught them how to sing it, and I never really like produced it though, no.
So would you say you are good at structuring songs and structuring albums and stuff like
that? Yes, I feel like I'm great at it. Like, no matter, I don't know why, like for me, I can hear a beat and I already know exactly how I want the song to go. You know, like it's just something that I guess you could say it's like a hidden talent of mine. Like I can hear a beat and be like, you know what? I can see myself doing this, or I can see such and such doing this, and then I can see him saying it this way, I can see myself saying it this way. I want these lyrics specifically right here, you know. I definitely can see myself doing it, so I definitely am good at it, yeah. All
right, man. Because you see, if you had to choose between one or two, you're going to have one or two for the rest of your life, right?
Okay.
What you want to do, music for the rest of your life, or what you want to write for other pop, for other musicians?
Music for the rest of my life.
You'd rather sing?
I would rather sing for the rest of my life. And I've always been humble about my music. I've always tried to be as humble as possible about my music. I always believe that not many people can stand it with me when it comes to the music side. So I would rather see myself performing my ideas rather than somebody else. Because I know that I could pull it off just as well as them, if not better.
Okay. Okay. With that being said, man, one more time, shout out to your social medias. Say a couple, well, after this go by,
yeah.
I want you to say a couple bars, and we're going to close it out from there.
This guy is something else. Yeah, but you can't. He's jamming. You know, he's jamming.
I started going to pieces, y'all.
Khalif Dior. Instagram, Khalif Dior.
Let him go by.
My Instagram is Khalif Dior. TikTok, Khalif Dior. YouTube, Khalif dash Dior. That's spelled K-H-A-L-E-A-F dash D-I-O-R. Khalif Dior. All right,
man. Name one of your songs. One of your songs that's out right now that people can go tap into and check out.
Check out Make You Go featuring Dark Skin Shy and JYA. Right now out on all platforms. Check it out. It's going crazy. Everybody fuck with it. Music video coming real soon. Yes, sir. It's going to be a movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, man. And let me hear some of them bars. This last time before we get out of here.
Nerve wracking. This is nerve wracking. I wouldn't even know what to sing.
Sing one of your verses.
One of my verses. I'm trying to think of something. Damn. All right, hold on. I got something. I got the jitters.
It's cool, bro.
Baby, this ain't nothing new. Lose all your feelings and I'll follow suit. This is your fantasy. This is your truth. This is your dream and I will make them true. You bet. Exhausted, but you want it. I can give what you crave till the morning. You horny. You moaning. The sounds of love in the air gonna be fucked up. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
All right, we got it. I ain't gonna put the pressure on you. Next time, bro.
I got
I'm
you.
I'm gonna give you that pressure. E-O-U-T-T. That's
Let's get it.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
Good looking.